Well, now to an industrial fight between retail workers and their union that's escalating. The Fair Work Commission has ruled that a workplace agreement struck between a union and Coles means that some workers are worse off than if they were under the award wage. Now a worker from another major supermarket chain is questioning the system and the role of unions. Penny Timms has our report.
Melbourne man Michael Johnson is a part-time Woolworths employee who's also a union delegate. He was watching yesterday's ruling by the Fair Work Commission closely. It ruled in favour of a Brisbane man and Coles employee, Duncan Hart. Mr. Hart had argued that the enterprise bargaining agreement struck between the Shop Distributive and Allied Employees Association and Coles left some workers worse off. That EBA covers 77,000 Coles employees and will be ruled invalid on June 10 unless Coles makes changes. Woolworths is currently renegotiating its EBA with the union.
Obviously, the agreement with Woolworths is very similar to the one with Coles, and a lot of workers I've calculated for my own store, for example, are worse off on the EBA that we have compared to the award. Some are actually losing $70 every week, and we've got, for example, a 17-year-old whose wage is 25% lower on the EBA than it would be on the award.
Mr. Johnson says not enough information has been presented to staff about the agreement and what it will mean for them.
There's no mention about the costs involved in the agreement. There's no mention about no penalty rates in the evenings. There's no mention of the fact that if you work largely weekends and evenings, you're going to be financially worse off. And that, to me, is inexcusable. That shouldn't be allowed.
Worse still, he says that when he requested information, he didn't get it, even though he's the union delegate. Mr. Johnson says workers need more say in EBAs.
The only input workers have in negotiating the EBA that governs everything from the way they pay to their conditions and everything in their workplace, they have almost no input to that. They have a small survey about 18 months out from the expiry date of the old agreement. After that, they don't hear anything. So even as a union delegate, I didn't even know what our log of claims were. I didn't even know what our union was fighting for on our behalf. And even when I asked them to have access to them, they said, no, we don't share those. We've never shared those.
Bernie Smith is with the SDA.
Oh, those negotiations with Woolworths are far from complete, so I think they're very premature comments to be making.
Mr. Johnston fears that the relationship between the union and retailers is too cosy.
I guess the sceptic in me would say that they're benefiting from this arrangement. So they might have looked at it and gone, it's too hard and too expensive to organise retail workers. We'll just get cushy with the employer instead. And well, that's the way we'll run our show. And that should not be allowed. That should be, the members of this union should be as outraged as I am as a delegate and a member myself.
Bernie Smith rejects suggestions the union is too close with retailers.
I wouldn't describe it as a close relationship. Today in the press we've been attacked from the far left and from the far right. I think we sit somewhere in the middle. The reality is that we seek a cooperative brand of unionism. And if you look around the world in the retail industry, which is a very difficult industry to organise, the best paid retail workers in the world tend to come from either Australia or some of the Scandinavian countries.
Duncan Hart, the man who successfully fought Coles' EBA agreement, has told ABC Radio he's perplexed about how the situation arose.
What is the purpose of the Fair Work Commission if they are passing agreements that breach minimum award conditions? And if the Labor Party won't fight for workers' rights around penalty rates when they are so blatantly being breached in such a large scale. We're talking about the biggest companies in Australia. Well, it just really, I think, shreds to any credibility of their claim to fight for penalty rates.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten has been asked repeatedly about this on the campaign trail today.
The independent umpire are the ones who've made the decision to go back and get the agreement reworked. What's happened in the last couple of days is proof positive that the system actually does work. Now, I can share frustration if an agreement's got passed which upon subsequent review doesn't meet standard, but that's why we have a no disadvantage test.
For a workplace agreement to be legal, all employees must be better off. In a written statement, Coles says the EBA was approved by the Fair Work Commission in 2015 and delivered an average increase of 3% in base rates and maintained penalty rates from the previous agreement.
That report by Penny Timms with help from Sam Clark. And in a written statement, Woolworths says it is its intention to negotiate an agreement that will meet the requirements for it to be approved by the Fair Work Commission.